Houston standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe. Brian's out here on-site engineering. AJ's back in Gal. Turning all the knobs, pressing all the buttons. You know how it goes. We're inside of Bertie's Ice House at East River 9, as you heard, big voice guy. Cutler. Jay Cutler. He's the one who does our imaging. So I know his name's not Jay. I like to call him Jay.
I'm just making sure.
Brian, I need a little more flair in my headphones. A little more flair in my headphone. Thank you. This place is awesome. Always a great spot. Already beaten. Already ate.
Same.
You already ate. You had the chicken Caesar wrap.
Yep.
Looked phenomenal.
Delicious.
I had the spicy Caesar salad with shrimp. That was very good. But cold beer, delicious food, wall-to-wall TVs. It's happy hour right now. We're watching the baseball game. The Tigers just hit a home run as they lead the Guards now 6-1. I don't know if they've updated the bug yet, but they lead, which is good for us because we got a little Detroit money line in that game. We're also on Real Madrid.
How's that going?
Not great.
Oh.
Not great. We're on Real Madrid to score over 2.5 goals. It's 0-0 at the half. We have a couple of other bets in the English Premier League. We have both teams to score, which half the teams have scored. Liverpool has scored twice. They lead Ipswich Town 2-0, which we're also on the Liverpool money line.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. I don't know why you are shaking your heads. Two of our three bets look phenomenal so far. Not having a good week. Not having a good week. Minus 6 units on the week.
Ooh.
Pretty bad. Our yearly total is down to a half a unit in the black. So we could really use a good day.
We definitely could use a good day.
We could use some really good vibes. Lots to get to today. We'll be joined by Todd Callis, the voice of the Astros, a little bit later. Chad Withrow. He'll be joining us at 3:45 as we continue our tour of the AFC South with Chad Withrow, Titans host of Hutton and Withrow at sportandstate.com. Does this guy still have a credential?
Not that guy, yeah.
This guy still has a cred?
I don't know if he had a credential, but if he did, he kept it.
All right. That's
is that the
good.
First question we ask?
Do you have a cred?
It wasn't the guy that got in a little back and forth.
I might ask him about it. Why not? That's the thing. I'm more interested about that than I am Tajay Spears.
I mean, it's probably the biggest topic around the Titans right now, I'd imagine.
I'm not sure why I'm throwing strays at Tajay Spears. I love that guy.
That was mean.
Yeah, I love Tajay Spears, actually. But I do care more about the credentialed guy. Lots to get to. Mailbag Monday, Bad Take Boulevard. You know how things flow on a Friday. Also, it's like a holiday show. Still that from Granado. I do have a couple of bones to pick.
Okay.
What time do we start our show today? What time do we start?
Great question.
Oh, Will Kunkel breaking at 2:59. What time did AJ say?
3:02.
My goodness, Kunkel, get out of here. You got a show tomorrow.
Get the filling guy out of here.
You got a show tomorrow, Kunkel.
Kick it with Kunkel tomorrow.
Get out of the way for the prime time players.
You know what, Brian? Be a team player tomorrow.
And then my
break late tomorrow, the bullpen, so his show starts late. Be a team player.
Yeah, I kept doing this motion, the little finger, then, and like he kept talking through it.
Honestly, I don't care. I get paid the same to work less.
You're right.
True.
Now, this one I do care about. This is the second bone to pick. Who set up this table today? Whose work is this?
Del.
Why would you have the engineer facing the door and the talent facing away from the door?
I don't know.
All right, good. Is this Del's first rodeo?
I think they were scrambling a little bit.
Well, you don't set the engineer facing the door. You let the talent face the door.
But then Del is the talent. So Del was facing the door at one point.
The talent has their back to the door.
You worry about getting whacked?
No. Whenever people are coming here to see us, East River Nines, we're going to be here till 6, happy hour on throughout the entire show. The first faces that they want to see are Joe and I, not Brian.
Well, they're going to see Brian
debatable.
First.
It's not.
I don't think any of us are winning beauty contests.
And, like, I'm literally blocking the signage here with my broadcast location. This is work right here is shoddy. It's shoddy work.
You're more than welcome to shift over.
Which way is the camera facing?
We could turn the camera.
There's a lot of cords over there.
There are a lot of
I'm
cords.
I'm going to need those cords to be cleared before I go over there.
That part is shoddy. I agree with you. The other part we can move around.
Some shoddy work.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, when it does,
we call it out.
I'm going to mention it.
You should.
I made Brian change the setup at the golf tournament, the Woodlands Golf Course, whenever they had the Insperity out there. This isn't going to work. This is no good.
So we have to change?
I think we're pot committed now because of the wires.
Good. I don't want to move. I'm comfortable. I like my chair.
Jeremy can sit right here.
Got my cold beer.
It's too close to you.
I'll move his chair over.
All right. Enough about my griping. I'll find something else to gripe about a little bit later. Astros are playing baseball today, which I don't know if the lineup's out yet. I haven't looked. What's wrong with the Spotters lineup? 713-780-3776. The Astros have made a move, though. Brian Pond is back. He has been recalled because there's a Houston Astro pitcher going to the injured list. Everyday Okert has been placed on the IL. Now, that's the bad news. I do think there's some good news here. It's a hamstring. So, like, okay, that's going to heal. He's a pitcher.
Yeah.
This is way better than a left arm injury.
Yes, it could be a lot worse.
Positive Branham.
The bad part is who's coming up.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's really all the bad news, is that Brian Pond is now back with the Houston Astros. Brian didn't get the joke when I said it.
It took me a second.
This is not the first time we've used this joke.
I know.
Joke.
He didn't get it.
I literally said it before, and Brian literally asked me, is that a chess joke?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, I know.
What is wrong? Have you been drinking again?
No. Coke Zero.
Any wrong with that Coke Zero?
Nope.
My, I'm a little worried. Remember that music he was playing on Wednesday? I think he's like, I think he's sending us calls.
Oh, the one that you said was grunge but wasn't grunge?
I think he's sending us like clues.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, we're here for you. We're here if you ever need to talk.
You two are drinking. I'm not.
If you ever, this ice cold water. If you ever need somebody to talk to, Joe's here for you.
About to say you would not be my first call. I love you, Brandon, but you would not be my first
making
call.
Me do all the work.
If you ever need somebody to talk to, Joe would be give you his number. Anyways, Astros play baseball. They open up a series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rangers beat the Rays last night. So they keep pace with the Astros, who won earlier in the day. Now, there was some good news late last night. The Mariners lost another baseball game.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger choke job in baseball than the Seattle Mariners? Like, this, like, hey, good season last year. This is their year to take over the division. All this talent, blah, 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 blah. Poor division. Division's terrible. And Seattle's just peeing all over themselves.
Well, I mean, it's you are what you are. Like, they had the best regular season in baseball history. They choked that one away a long time ago. They got a chance to win it this year. All of a sudden, Cal Raleigh can't hit, let alone hit home runs. Yeah, this is a total choke job by them.
And weren't they up 3-2 in the ALCS last year on the Blue Jays?
That sounds right.
I think they choked away that series, too.
I don't remember.
I believe they led that series 3-2.
No, that sounds right. The big dumper has been a big disappointment.
Yeah,
I wonder what was going on last year.
Is the little bat.
Torpedo
what was it called?
Bat.
Torpedo bat?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not good anymore. He still uses the torpedo bat. I want to say that I think they were corking those torpedo bats.
Yeah, I mean, there's those definitely some guys companies? Who had big numbers last year who are not having any luck this year. So, something fishy going on in Toronto and Seattle is all I'll say.
Yep.
Because, you know, Vlad has zero home runs at home this year.
Is it still that way?
Yeah.
He's going to go 0 for the year at home.
Unbelievable.
That would be nuts.
But, yeah, though, this was Seattle's, like, chance this year when the Astros weren't playing well, when the Rangers weren't playing well to take advantage, and now the Rangers and the Astros are keeping pace in this division. Seattle's just falling farther and farther back. Like, this is a two-team race now. I'm not worried about Seattle.
I see some people still tweeting. Like, well, they haven't tweeted in the last couple days because they have continued to lose. So, yeah. That was good news for the Astros yesterday. Question that I have for you guys, because the Astros start a series against Arizona. Arizona, they're, you know, a team that's above 500. The Astros are actually way better against teams above 500 than they are teams not above 500. Mm-hmm. Their record this year against teams that are above 500 is 28-18. What?
That doesn't make any sense.
How is that possible? So what is the ceiling for this Astros team? What is this retractable roof for the Astros? 713-780-3776. Ironically, we can actually see the roof on the dike at this very moment because we're facing not the door.
Yeah.
But this is a beautiful view at East River 9 of the skyline.
It is.
It's
you can
one
see
of the best
the roof
views
is
of
open.
Downtown. I don't think that's open, Joe.
It's not open right now?
They wouldn't open it today.
I thought it was open when I drove by. Why did you think that was open?
I thought it was open when I drove by.
Do you know how roofs work?
Yeah.
Do you know how retractable roof, they kind of stack on top of each other?
No, you're right. You're right.
I know that.
I thought it was open when I drove by.
Maybe it was open earlier. Or maybe you're just wrong.
Maybe I was wrong.
It could have been open earlier. And
then
they closed it. They do open and close. It's not NRG. We're like, that thing's stuck. Like, this one does open and close.
Yeah, they have it open during the day sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, they open and close that sucker. So, anyways, it's a beautiful backdrop, beautiful skyline. That is the one benefit of not facing the doors. You do get to see the beautiful skyline of downtown Houston, one of the best skylines in all of America. I'd put up there with any of them. But what is the retractable roof for the Houston Astros? What is the ceiling for the Astros this year?
I'm going to go ALCS.
Okay.
I don't see this pitching holding up in a seven-game series. Like, I like Wisniewski a lot. I think Brian's right that game two starter right now. I think he has jumped Lambert. If you can make it work that way at the end of the season, set up your rotation, that's how I would do it. So Hunter Brown, you have obviously good. Wisniewski has been good for the Astros. Lambert's a little bit of a wild card. I mean, he walks a lot of guys at times. It's just his last couple appearances have not been sharp. So how do you win a seven-game series with that rotation? I don't know. Like, I don't think they can do that right now. I think they can get to the ALCS, and that's where I think, for me, their retractable roof is.
I think they can win the AL. I'm moving the goalposts.
Okay.
I am moving my opinion to the Astros. Maybe they have me fooled. Maybe them taking 3 or 4 against the White Sox has me fooled. Now, this isn't like this testament to like, oh, this is one of the best Astro teams that they've had in the golden era. I wouldn't even classify this team as the golden era. I think the golden era is over. Now, you can still win outside of the golden era. This is like a different era. I don't know what we're calling it yet. Maybe the bronze era. We'll see how they do this year. Maybe the Espada era. Maybe the Bagwell era. How about that? But I think they can win the American League. They've already proven that they're capable of beating the teams and their biggest threats in the American League. Tampa Bay is the best team in the American League record-wise. The Astros took 2 of 3 from Tampa. The New York Yankees, Jeff Passan has crowned as the best team in the American League. The Astros took 2 of 3 in the Bronx facing Gerrit Cole and didn't have Hunter Brown in that series. The Chicago White Sox are currently the 2 seed in the American League, and the Astros just took 3 of 4 from them, and the only game they lost was when they were throwing those bums, Ronel Blanco and Tatsuya Imai. But the Astros are capable of winning the American League. That, to me, is the ceiling. The ceiling is that they can actually run, I don't even want to call it a gauntlet because the American League is so weak, but why can't the Astros do it? You have Hunter Brown, who's pitching better. Hayden Wisniewski, his better post-Tommy John. Professor Wisniewski has figured it all out. Peter Lambert, you know, he's probably just a guy, but he's decent. The Astros' bullpen is very good. Yordan, now he hadn't hit a lot of homers recently, but he's still the baddest hitter in all of the planet. So you put him in a playoff series, he could get hot and lift your offense. Payne is capable of lifting your offense. He's been a World Series MVP, an ALCS MVP. Altuve's had a better month. Maybe he can have some magic in the postseason. Like, there's no reason the Astros can't win a series against Tampa. They've done it. There's no reason the Astros can't win a series against Chicago. They've done it. There's no reason they can't win a series against the New York Yankees. They've done it.
Yeah.
I believe that their ceiling is reaching the World Series.
I mean, Boston as well. Like, they've beaten Boston this year. Now, that's a different team. I think
they
saw 2 different managers from Boston this year based on the timing of it. Maybe it was before the firing even happened. I don't remember the timeline of that. But the one advantage, too, for the Astros is the 3 best teams – arguably in the American League are all in one division, and they're also going to match up that way in the playoffs right now. I think the Astros are pretty much locked in to facing the Guardians or in the wild card round, and then they get the White Sox in the next one.
I mean, they could still jump them though.
Exactly, they could jump them. And I think and the White Sox, maybe you would get Boston versus Cleveland, then it could shake out that way. So maybe you face one of these teams, but the White Sox have 73 wins. So basically right now, no matter where you cut it, it's going to be the Astros versus the second-place team in the AL Central. And then the winner of that series, that 3-game series, is going to play the White Sox in a 5-game series. So you even have the easier path in the American League to get to the ALCS while the Rays, Yankees, and Red Sox will take care of each other. You're only going to have to face one of those teams. So to your point, like, you're not going through a gauntlet. Like, you're really not. It's 3 teams that are all kind of equal at this point. Whether it's the Guardians, Rangers, whoever you end up playing, it's not that much of a difference right now.
They can do it, Joe. They can do it. This team can do it. They can get hot and make a run through the – look, you don't have to be brilliant in the postseason. Like, if you're in the wild card, you can go 2-1. You're in the division series, you can go 3-2. You're in the ALCS, you can go 4-3. Like, that's 9 wins against 6 losses. Like, 9-6 in 15 games? That's not this, like, amazing work. In fact, their winning percentage against teams above .500 is better than that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean,
like they can do it.
And honestly, if that's going to continue, then that's good for the Astros because they play the Diamondbacks, who are above 500, the Phillies, and the Rays in their next three series. That's pretty good. They still have Atlanta as well this year. So if they continue this, you know, path of being good versus teams that are above 500, they play a lot more of those teams than they do bad teams this season. So it can work out very well for them.
I'm gonna say that's their ceiling. I've moved my ceiling for the Houston Astros. Officially, okay. I've moved the ceiling. They are now a team, mostly because the American League stinks, that can make the World Series. Now, my floor is still that they can pee down their leg through the end of the regular season and miss the playoffs entirely. I do want to preface that is the wide range of these bipolar Astros.
That's not my floor.
Okay.
The Astros are a playoff team.
You're calling your shot now.
They are going to make the playoffs this year.
Bookmark it.
All right.
Bookmark it.
Someone write it down.
They're going to make the playoffs this year. He said that at 3:18.
Yes.
On September 4th.
Even if the Rangers catch them, I don't think the Guardians will. I'm not a believer in that baseball team. I mean, I don't really believe in the Rangers either.
Right.
So I feel pretty good about this no matter what. But like, I don't see them falling behind both the Guardians and the Rangers to miss the playoffs this season.
They are a game and a half ahead of the Guards, and the Guards currently trail 6-1. So
yes.
it could be a two-game lead over the Guards before. I don't know who holds the tiebreaker. I think the Astros do. I think the Astros went 4-2 against Cleveland this year. Memory, sir, just off the top of my head. Before first pitch tonight, before they dive into the pool at the dike tonight, they could have.
That was a new one.
They could have a 2.5-game lead over the Guards. We'll see. They're probably going to get swept this weekend now that I made this claim.
Whatever. Yeah. They'll be fine.
She's got a pretty good swing.
We also get the Judge
People
swings.
Little past parallel, but pretty good.
Yes, they went 4-2 versus the Guardians this year.
Boom. Jeremy Branham's right. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Plenty to get to today. Plenty to get to. College football is so back. College football is here, baby. We'll talk to Todd Callis at 4:30. We'll talk to Chad Withrow at 3:45. Mailbag Monday on a Friday. We're going to do a little special Texans mailbag, too, since the season starts next week. Bad Take Boulevard. Plenty to do. Giveaway later. So some Houston Cougar tickets. I'm not going to tell you when we're doing it. I'm not going to give you the answers for the test either. So you have to be listening. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. You can watch along on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. YouTube at ESPN Houston. TikTok, ESPN975. Twitter, ESPN975. Joe's at Joe George Radio. Brian's at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. When we come back, when we return, I want to hear from you. What is the Astros ceiling? Some junkies have some ideas already. It is Jeremy and Joe broadcasting live from Bernie's Ice House at East River 9 on ESPN 97.5. Hey, sports bettors, it's me, it's Branham, and I'm here to tell you about my favorite sports book and casino. You already know what it is. It's BetUS.com. What do you think we play all these sweats? We got four today. We got Detroit. We got Real Madrid. We got Ipswich, Liverpool. I hope I'm saying that right. Don't know that I am. We're all on it. And you know where I make these? BetUS.com, baby. But football is back, so it's time to get in on all of the action. You know me. I only endorse one sportsbook and casino. I'm a loyal man, and that is BetUS. If you want a game plan to win this season, then play with BetUS. And, boy, did they go large for you this season. Listen to this huge offer. A 200% welcome up to $1,000 on your first three deposits. 1,000 human monies. That's right, a 200% welcome bonus. BetUS offers value other sportsbooks simply do not. And they have all the products you need, like competitive odds, same game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and prop betting too. And if you want to get paid fast, BetUS accepts crypto. And when you bet, you're going to build points, get rewarded. If you want to play in the casino too, of course you do. Enjoy a 200% casino welcome bonus there as well, up to $4,000. Football is back. The biggest bonuses in the industry are back. So get started today at BetUS.com. BetUS, serving bets since 94.
She drank wine by the glass. You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
East Joe, I'm Jeremy. We are broadcasting live, East River 9, inside of Bertie's Ice House. Come out here, heckle Joe, heckle Brian. Beautiful, beautiful setting. The downtown skyline. We can wave at Todd as he joins us a little bit later. Might not see us through the roof, Joe.
Fair.
But coming out with us, great spot, happy hour until 7. It's always a good time out here. 713-780-ESPN. A junkie says this feels like the reverse Tombstone article. Astros missing the playoffs guaranteed. Laughing face emoji. Branham foot and mouth is definitely a thing. So probably, maybe. We'll see. Junkie says the Braves showed the Astros how to win a 7-game series with only 2 starting pitchers. Boom. There you go. You know who else was an assistant general manager on that team?
Dana Brown. Too bad he's not here anymore.
I don't know. Is it? Astros just can't stop winning series.
That's
now that
true.
They fired. The Jeff Bagwell era has been a sensation.
Yeah, they're motivated.
Well, yeah. He's fired up the
they
troops.
Said, forget this guy.
I mean, when Jeff Bagwell talks in the clubhouse, how can you not be motivated?
That's true. You just got to listen.
You guys have to be good tonight and swing the bat. You guys have to really play hard. You know, that's what you got to do.
I imagine that's what it sounds like.
Back in my day, I would hit the baseball.
I hit it hard.
I would look at pitches, and, you know, the plate's smaller now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like. How do you not get motivated by that?
I don't know.
It's motivation if I've ever heard of it. But do we want the Astros to get to the ALCS? Then I will give our coach another opportunity, manager. I'm in a good mood today, though, so I'm not going to throw you out for that. I would take an ALCS berth if it meant keeping a spot for another year. I like playoff baseball.
Sure.
I like the emotion. I like watching it play out. I like the strategy. I don't think a spot is terrible. Can you do better? Yeah. Can you do worse? Probably. Like, is he the reason that the Astros are not what they used to be? No. Hey, he's fine. I would trade a spot of here for another year if it meant the Astros make the ALCS.
Yes, absolutely. I get people don't love Joe Espada, but who knows what the next manager is going to be like? He could be worse. It could be a Bagwell crony that makes things significantly worse for this team somehow.
Jeff Bagwell? Brad Ausmus.
Yeah. I will take that trade all day. Like, I want to see playoff baseball. I want to see a team make a run. I want to see Yordan Alvarez versus the best pitching. I want to see Carlos Correa back on the field at third base. I want, you know, Dykin Park to be full and people to care about baseball. Like, I want all that stuff. And if it means Joe Spa's going to come back for one more year, all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And also, having deep playoff success and even winning a World Series doesn't guarantee these guys to be back under Jim Crane.
It does not.
Like, he's literally gotten rid of a general manager because they didn't like him after he won a World Series. So I think making the ALCS isn't an indicator that Espada would be back. There's chances of being back increased, certainly. But it's not a guarantee, you know. So, yeah, I would absolutely take an ALCS berth for that. Astros will get bounced in the first round, says a junkie. Key from L.A. says the Astros will make it out of the wild card. Stop being jealous, Key from L.A. Just because your Angels suck doesn't mean you have to take it out on our Houston Astros. Although, Angels did sell their team to the Cronkies.
Yeah.
Which, they know how to run an organization.
They know how to spend a lot of money.
Does that worry you at all?
Yes.
Worry is too big of a word. But do I think they'll be better under his regime than Marino? Yeah, way better.
I think every team he owns has won championships. The Avalanche.
Is hockey a salary cap league?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So hockey and NFL, he's won. But, like, you say he spends money, but, like, they're limited on how much money they can spend. Now you can build stadiums and facilities and all that, hire coaches, blah, 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 blah.
His soccer team has won.
Yeah. What soccer team does he own?
Liverpool.
We're on them to win today.
I don't remember.
I don't know how much Liverpool spends or how much he spends soccer-wise. But, yeah, that's way better ownership. Way better ownership.
Arsenal.
Okay, the
Arsenal just won. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Arsenal, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Colorado Rapids, the Colorado Mammoth. This guy owns a bunch of teams.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to own a bunch of teams.
Just own 10 teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's won every. Yeah, I mean, nervous. I mean, they're just not going to be bottom dwellers anymore.
Yeah, like, he's a winner.
Yeah. And maybe he will be in a salary cap league when he takes over. It's very possible.
I don't think it's very possible.
I don't either.
It's on the table.
I think it's on the table of one side of the party. It's like Nick Caserio saying, I don't negotiate against cap percentage. Well, cool, you're not negotiating with anybody.
Now, they did send out the spring training schedule today, so, you know.
That's cool.
Baseball's back in March.
That'd be awesome.
That's what the calendar says.
Junkie, it's so funny when Branham refers to himself and Joe as talent. Talent and terrible are not synonyms. Well, I'm glad you laughed because that's what I was going for. So, gotcha. Astros have a winning record versus all current AL playoff teams. That's why their ceiling is the retractable roof. That's why they have a chance to win it all. I like it. I like the Astros' chances, boys. I think they can do it. I think they can do it. I think they can get there. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Do you know what came back yesterday?
College football.
In full, you know, vigor.
Glory.
Full glory. All its glory. College football is so back, baby. Let's talk about that slate of college football from a night ago. Jeremy and Joe broadcasting live, Birdie's Ice House, East River 9 on ESPN 97.5. I love football. You know who else loves football? You do. The junkies love football because y'all are football junkies. We all love football. And you have a chance to go watch some college football tomorrow in our great, beautiful city inside a beautiful TDECU stadium. The hype for this game is through the roof. The vibes immaculate. The game day atmosphere this year at TDECU Stadium is going to be on another level. It's going to be like a party. You're going to want to be there. So come hang out with me. Come hang out with us. Come hang out with all the Cougar fans that will be inside of TDECU tomorrow at 11 a.m. as they kick off the season against the Oregon State Beavers. The weather is going to be good. It's not supposed to rain until after the game is over. That's what all the weather people are saying. So that's good. No excuse with the, oh, it's going to be rainy. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not going to rain until after the game is over. So don't miss the H-Town kickoff. It's sure to provide thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Third year with Willie Fritz. Cougars last year, 10 wins, a Texas Bowl victory as well, and a top 25 ranking. They come into the game with a top 25 ranking, and nothing beats the tradition, the pageantry, the roar of a crowd like a Houston Cougar football game puts on. So buy your tickets right now. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets to secure yours this moment, or just call them, 713-GO-COUGS. Come hang out tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. Football is back in our city. Come early, be loud, and wear red.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Always a good time at East River 9, Birdie's Ice House. The food's good. The beer is cold. The TVs are on. With all sports, Real Madrid matches on. Guards just tied. The Tigers. Sheesh, Tigers hold a lead, man. Golf is on, of course, because it is a golf course after all. Premier golf course here in really downtown Houston, right on the east side of town. They got your pickleball. You got your pickleball. We still need to play our match.
We do. Oh,
we're going to do tennis or pickleball. I forget.
We're going to do tennis, but why don't we just do pickleball?
Because I don't know the rules of pickleball.
I think it's just tennis.
No, it's not.
It's ping pong.
No, you can't be in the kitchen. You can't. The amount of times that you can let it drop. Like, there's a lot of rules that are totally different than tennis.
What's the kitchen?
The kitchen's the house around the net.
Can't be
the
in
area
it?
Around the net. You can't be in it to hit a ball, I don't think.
We can figure it out.
I'm a little worried.
We got a professional referee with us. He can call it.
Boxing. And I was a judge, not a ref.
Well, I mean, pickleball, a lot of
tomato,
similarities.
Tomato.
A lot of similarities between pickleball and boxing.
people say it.
I trust his own. Actually, never mind. He's got bad depth perception.
Oh, yeah.
He can't do that.
He's not. Yeah, how are you a judge?
He's going to say we're in the kitchen. We're going to be back there.
I can still see when a punch lands.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You can't brush your teeth.
I can. I just prefer to do it with little visual aid.
Like, do you know how hard they're punching?
Yeah, you can see it.
I can. I'm not sure you can.
I can see it.
All right. Man. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We're going to give away some tickets right now. University of Houston Cougars taking on Oregon State tomorrow, 11 o'clock kick at TDEC Stadium. Don't waste your time if you're not going to go. Don't call in if you're not going to go. Only call if you're going. Don't miss the H-Town kickoff. Sure to provide thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. But you can buy your tickets now, uhcougars.com/tickets. 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, wear red. But caller number three right now, you have to answer this trivia question correctly, though, because we're going to find real Cougars. Who is the Houston Cougar defensive coordinator? 713-780-3776. Call in, and you know that answer? You're going to see Houston and Oregon State tomorrow, season opener, first serve. At 11 a.m. It's going to be a good time. Real quick before we talk about college football, this junkie said, about time y'all talk college football. No one talks more college football than us.
Agreed.
But because you said that, we're going to stall, all right? You don't tell us what to do. We're on the clock. Couple of we're on the we have the 12th pick, so yep. we have back-to-back picks here, round 9, round 10. Our quarterback, Josh Allen. We have three running backs, Derrick Henry, Travion Henderson, Rico Dowdle. We have four receivers, Justin Jefferson, T. Higgins, Marvin Harrison, Michael Wilson. We do not have a tight end yet. I have the two picks that I want.
I would like.
Here's the first question. You don't need more than two quarterbacks when you have Josh Allen.
Agreed.
So if we start to plan ahead, what do we want as our second quarterback? Because Kyler Murray is right there, and we have Justin Jefferson. So I would just throw that out there as an option. Top players on the board, Chuba, Michael Pittman, Harold Fannin, Xavier Worthy, Kenny Gainwell, Jordan Tyson, Matthew Stafford, Kyle Manungai, Kyler Murray, Wandale Robinson, Jordan Love, Romeo Doubs, Dalton Kincaid.
Okay, I would like Harold Fannin because we need a tight end.
Okay, I disagree.
Really?
I'd rather go Kincaid.
Okay.
Because of
the stack?
Josh
correlation,
Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. I can, I'm fine with that.
In fact, I really want Kincaid.
So do you want to? So
Kincaid would be the one that I would stand on the table for with one of these two picks.
Take him now.
Okay.
Okay, so Kincaid, good with that.
Brian, good with that?
That's fine.
I know there's a benefit of a stack with Kyler and JJ. I'll take Stafford over Kyler, though.
No.
No.
Like, you're not taking it. I'm not saying Kyler over Stafford.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not saying Kyler's going to have a better fantasy season than Stafford. But there's no need to take Stafford to be the backup to Allen.
Okay.
So if you wanted to wait on quarterback, I get that.
I'd rather wait.
I'm down with waiting on a quarterback, but I don't want to draft the quarterback unless it's to stack with Jefferson.
Okay. So then wait.
So I could be talked into anything, really, in this spot, other than Stafford.
I think my vote would be running back because we're only three deep here. And the drop-off is, I think, really just past
You love
page.
That drop-off.
Chuba.
Is Lloyd still available? He's not. Marshawn Lloyd's not available. Chuba, Gainwell, Manungai. I'm cool with Chuba. I think Chuba's actually getting to the point where he's very underrated.
Yeah, I like Chuba here.
I'm good with that.
He might be the cheapest starting running back on the board.
I would imagine he's probably the last one left.
Yeah, he is.
All right, Chuba.
All right.
A little Chuba in our lives.
Chuba Hubbard, you're on our team. All right. Well, I like this little squad we got brewing here. It's a pretty good little squad we got brewing. Underdog today, they started to do a premium tight end best ball.
Is that insane. Is that point and a half per reception?
It's a point.
Okay.
Because they do half point PPR, They get 1 point to tight ends. I've never done a premium tight end until today. I did three. And
you got auto
Brock Bowers is going like third. It's insane.
I like break my brain looking at that.
Yeah, maybe we'll do. I don't know if we'll have time because like the clocks are fast now, so I don't think we should do more than one at a time. And we still have two that we're active on.
We can do one of those tight end premiums at least.
Yeah, I think we should try.
Yeah,
but maybe not. Maybe we do that next week.
I'm fine with that
if they still have them. Maybe we should sign up for one now because they usually shorten the clock. I don't even know if it's if you can do a slow draft in that. I guess we'll have to see if you can do a slow draft. Oh, you can't do a slow draft on those anyways. It's not an option. So that's out the window.
Out the window.
Branham's trying to hustle. He knows pickleball. I don't know pickleball. I've never played pickleball in my life. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. Great dig joke. Can't even brush your teeth. Well, Brian said that.
Yeah.
Brian said he can't brush his teeth.
Without
he
the mirror. Without the
I didn't
mirror.
Say he can. I'd prefer not to.
I still don't understand.
Can't wait to go to the Astros D-backs game on Sunday. Let's go D-backs. Hashtag Goose the mailman. You're an Arizona fan, Goose? Why are you an Arizona fan? Take Stafford.
Too late now.
It's worth not letting someone else have him late. No, not really. All right. 713-780-ESPN. So last night some college football. Big 12 baby went 3-0.
They did.
The Big 12 went 3-0. UCF whooping some behind. That guy's swing is the worst swing I've ever seen.
Yeah, here's what I know about college football.
Utah
so far.
Whooping behind, and then Colorado is great.
Big 12, best conference. Bo Pribula Heisman.
That makes me want to throw up.
Here we go. So we learned so far.
The swing, not your take.
Oh.
That was ridiculous. He, like, didn't go higher than his waist.
That's. Is that a T-box?
Yeah, I think it might be. I don't know what he was doing. What a jabroni. Yeah. Colorado game was drunk. Like, they didn't do anything
game.
The whole game.
Yeah. No.
They're turning it over left and right. There was flags on the field every play, it seemed like.
Yep.
And then Colorado needed to score. Julian Lewis has been terrible the entire game. All of a sudden, he leads a go-ahead touchdown drive, and it's like, Colorado, celebrate, here we go. And then, boom, one play later.
Yep.
One play later, Georgia Tech, led by George Godsey and DeAndre Hopkins, are in field goal range. And then our guy, friend of the show, Brent Keyes, he gets pretty conservative, settling for, what was it, like a 45-yard field goal? Which Colorado, nah, not in your backyard, blocks the kick, wins the game, Big 12 rules.
Yeah, you got multiple.
Monster Big 12.
Yeah, you got multiple block kicks in this game. Like,
yeah, one from a 6'9 tight end.
Yeah, like right up the middle. That was a nice play. Weird game last night. Like,
tons of drops, yes. Fumbles.
Yeah, it wasn't like pretty
snaps.
Football.
And then Deion goes full Sam Ellinger and says, I'm back. You won 14-13 in an ugly-ass football game.
Hey, Georgia Tech's a good football team.
It's still an ugly football game.
Sure, it's ugly, but there's no such thing as an ugly win, though.
You're right.
No such thing as an ugly win. What?
That felt like 2-6 win.
Want to bet? Well, I can't bet college sports. Joe, take that bet.
No.
Be my proxy.
No,
I think those are 2-6 win teams.
I can't do it.
Best case, 7 win.
Nah. It's game one. What do you expect? Like, you expect them to be in mid-season form?
No, it's just like both quarterbacks. The quarterback play from both teams was pretty bad. Colorado's quarterback was, what, sub 50%, like 64 yards before that final drive. Hell, Colorado had to turn to one point to running halfback dive 30 straight times on the drive where they got the field goal blocked. Like, it's
why would you not do it if it's working? Whenever you're just running it right down their throat.
Yeah,
I just don't think that's going to work against better teams.
Well, they wouldn't do it against other teams.
But I don't know if they have another trick in their back because their quarterback.
You're being
terrible,
very.
Yeah, he was pretty.
Look at the last drive. The potential's there.
A Georgia Tech player stumbled as the tight end ran by him.
That was
touchdown.
One play. He completed like 6 passes on that drive.
He did, but like I don't see it.
Yard just very snooty when it comes to your college football. Oh. They're not playing well.
I wasn't rooting for Colorado.
They're only going to win 6 games because they played sloppy. It's game one.
I wasn't rooting for Colorado last night. I was rooting for Georgia Tech.
That doesn't mean anything, who you're rooting for.
Why are you rooting for Georgia Tech?
Brent Key came on the show, friend of the program.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Maybe Junkie Karma is not good.
Yeah, Deion didn't come on the show.
He did not.
He used to be on the show.
His voice was.
Yes, that's true. So maybe we have to keep it.
Maybe.
As long as he's there, just run it back.
Why not? There's such a thing as stealing a win. Georgia Tech got screwed. Their return TD got called back by a terrible referee. Yeah, it was questionable.
It was a quick whistle, but I thought calling that the play dead there progress was – I thought that was fair.
Rutgers, you see Rutgers losing, and then Portnoy bet his mortgage.
Yes. Yeah.
Portnoy yesterday before the game said, bet it all on Rutgers. They're going to win. This is the lock of the century. And then the Scarlet Knights, who play in the oldest – play to the birthplace of college football. Mm-hmm. In Piscataway, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Birthplace of college football.
Yeah.
Rutgers disappointed years of history.
Yeah, kick him out of the Big Ten. Those bums.
Portnoy said, I made my first bet of the college football season, and it may be my strongest play of the year. Rutgers minus 29.5 to beat UMass by 40-plus. Not only did Rutgers not cover, but they lost to the Minutemen.
Yeah.
By
the
a lot.
The Minutemen, who went 0-12 last year, who had the longest active losing streak in the FBS at 16 games. Their first win versus an FBS school since 2023. First win versus a current power conference school since 1978.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Against Boston College.
Yeah, Brian Kelly learned Rutgers.
They're in trouble. Three top 25 teams are in action tonight, too. So left for your college football Jonesen. And then, of course, tomorrow, TDEC Stadium at 11. Full slate of games, too. Chad Withrow, host of Hutton and Withrow. From sportandstate.com, he's going to join us next to preview the Tennessee Titans. That's next. Jeremy and Joe, East River 9 on ESPN 97.5.
Football fans, it's almost time to draft your teams and get ready for the season. Really, you're running out of time. It's the best time to call Twin Peaks right now to host your fantasy football draft parties at your local lodge, where cold drinks, made-from-scratch food, and wall-to-wall TVs make your local lodge the ultimate draft day headquarters. Round up your league, grab a table, and get ready for the picks, the rivalries, and a full season of bragging rights. Whether you're defending your title or drafting for the first time, start your fantasy season right now at Twin Peaks. And commissioners, when you set up your draft party, you will get a $50 Twin Peaks gift card to your local lodge. Set up your draft parties right now at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Let's go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined by Chad Withrow, host of Hutton & Withrow, sportandstate.com. Break down the Tennessee Titans. We continue and conclude our AFC South preview. Chad, thanks for taking a few minutes hanging out with us. I love what Tennessee did in the offseason, hiring Saleh and then bringing in Brian Daboll, too. I think he's a good offensive mind, great OC, head coach, maybe not, good OC. How are things different with Saleh at the helm, and what's the optimism, especially for a young quarterback with an experienced play caller?
Yeah, guys, I appreciate you having me on. I think the key word is identity. That's what it seems to be with Robert Saleh and Brian Daboll. You know, the Titans have really been lacking that since Mike Vrabel got fired. They had a clear identity with Vrabel of who they were as a football team and what the expectations were going to be for every single player and coach. They have not had that since. And I think Robert Saleh, while he is a failed head coach right now in the NFL with his time with the Jets, getting his second opportunity, people around the league know what he's about and know what he was as a defensive coordinator most recently with the 49ers. I think the same goes for Brian Daboll and his offense. So if you really look at the three heads of the different parts of the Tennessee Titans, if Robert Saleh with the defense and the head coach, Brian Daboll as his offensive coordinator, and then Bones Fossil with special teams, it does feel like the Titans sort of have an adult in the room again and some stability and leadership, which, let's face it, they've desperately needed really since Mike Vrabel was the head coach and John Robinson was the general manager.
Chad, how would you assess Cam Ward and how he's looking this offseason?
Pitiful. Not good enough. I mean, I'm going to be blunt with you guys. He's been bad. Same mistakes that we saw most of last year, being too loose with the football, seeing pressure that's not really there, stepping up in the pocket for no reason at all, not going through his progression, not throwing it to wide-open guys, trying to force it in. He just was not, for a guy who got as much run as he did in the preseason, because Saleh and Daboll knew that he needed the reps in this new offense, I just don't think that he looked good enough. Now, the Titans are going to get the Jets in week one. To me, that is a huge game. I mean, huge. It's tough to say must win in week one, but with the Jets looking like they're tanking for a top draft pick, if the Titans and Robert Saleh can't beat his old team and Cam Ward looks bad again, I mean, that clock starts ticking very fast on Cam Ward as he starts year two, because he did get a little bit better as the year went on, but it still wasn't good enough in year one.
Will you be able to keep your credential after saying that about Cam Ward? Well, what's the deal with that?
Credential. That's crazy. It's funny. That's a good buddy of mine, Jared Stillman, and we had him on our show this week talking about that. You know, and here's what's crazy about the whole thing. My co-host, Jonathan Hutton, revealed this on our show, but it was Robert Saleh who told the media that Jared Stillman was having his credential revoked. He came into the room before everyone else and inform the media. Now, guys, that sounds like a threat to me. When the head coach comes in to tell everyone, hey, this guy's gone, basically the message is, whether you say it or not, if you don't fall in line or you do something we find to be either unprofessional and or overly negative just to be negative, then you're going to lose your credential also. Not a good start, because Robert Saleh, I know The Athletic wrote a piece about this, he was way too involved with what people thought in the Jets media corps. He got way too entangled with the media in New York. And guys, 0-for-1 with a start in Nashville of not being too involved with the media. He seems to be way too involved right now and caring way too much about that stuff.
Interesting.
That's really interesting. I have to ask, because it's been kind of quiet now. I mean, I know the Russini files have been, you know, kind of brought back up by The Athletic, but a lot of that goes back to Mike Vrabel's time with the Titans. Like, how much conversation did that pull away from, like, what fans wanted to focus on with the current team versus the past history of the team?
Well, I mean, it was a huge story, you know, this spring when it broke, and there was a ton of Titans people and media and fans pulling up old receipts, right? Where Russini on one of her podcasts talking glowingly about Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini appearing on the same podcast and sharing inside jokes, you know, on the podcast with each other. Her vote for Drake May, you know, for MVP this past year. Her vote for Mike Vrabel for NFL Coach of the Year. Certainly all those things should be under suspicion with Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel. So it did take away a lot of it. But here's the bottom line, guys. And look, it's a hit to Vrabel, and it's way more of a hit to personally and his family and her family and all that, way more than it is professionally. Mike Vrabel's going to be fine. Why? He's a really good football coach.
Yep.
And he was really good his time in Nashville. He did a great job with this organization, and again, they had an identity with him. You've got an owner named Amy Adams Strunk who fired the general manager a few years back when the Titans were 7-5 and in first place in the AFC South. They've got back-to-back 3-14 seasons now. They have not been good since that moment, and they certainly haven't been good since firing Mike Vrabel. So Titans fans can have all the jokes they want about, boy, I'm glad it's not us, that he's with us when all this is breaking and all that. But I would say, you know, times are pretty good with Mike Vrabel, especially compared to what they are now. But we haven't seen anything yet from Robert Saleh.
Yeah, it's a good point. Chad Withrow, host of Hutton & Withrow, joining us, sportandstate.com. I'm a fantasy football, best ball junkie. Tell me about the targets Cam Ward has. You know, obviously they draft Tate, Wandell Robinson, you bring him in. Daboll knows him pretty well. How about after him? Anybody fantasy relevant after those guys?
Yeah, I think Gunnar Helm is a favorite target of his, also of Cam Ward at tight end. The former Texas tight end is a guy to watch from a fantasy perspective. You know, Wandell Robinson is the one that everybody should circle and say, okay, this makes a lot of sense, right? He's got the history with Brian Daboll with the Giants. He comes in, he fills that role of the slot receiver. That could be a guy who's a heavy target type player in this Titans offense. They really need Carnell Tate to be something, right? He's the fourth overall pick. You went out on a limb and went receiver there when you could have really gone edge rusher, a lot of different positions. So Carnell Tate looks the part. He looked really good in OTAs, in practice, getting ready for the season. Didn't get a single catch in the preseason. So really haven't seen anything from him yet from that perspective. But if the Titans are going to do anything this year and show that progress that fans so desperately want to see, Carnell Tate's going to have to be good. Wandell Robinson's going to have to be good. Cam Ward's going to have to be a lot better if that's going to happen.
I know you got to run here. So quickly on the defense, how much better should we expect it to be when the Texans play the Titans this year?
I think it's going to be a good bit better. You know, they've got Jeffrey Simmons, who's, you know, an all-pro, all-world type player in the middle of that defense. I think it's going to be better. Alante Taylor had a rough preseason when he played in games, but he should be an upgraded corner also coming over from the Saints. So I think it's going to be a good bit better. And Robert Saleh, I think coming in as defensive coordinator is going to be an upgrade also. So I think the Texans are going to see a better Titans defense. How much better? You know, don't know. Like a lot with this team, there's a lot of unknowns.
Chad, appreciate the time. Thanks for jumping on and previewing the Titans for us.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Chad Withrow, host of Hutton & Withrow, sportandstate.com. That's Clay Travis' thing, huh? Sport and State?
Yeah, he just launched that, yeah. What an interesting offseason they've had.
Sport and State or Titans?
Titans. Like they've had kind of a weird offseason.
Oh,
kind
for sure. Weird.
Like Vrabel.
Rossini, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Vrabel stuff, I think they're kind of escape.
Yeah.
Just because he's no longer there.
No, it just all connects back to when he was there.
I just don't know how much, like, it matters.
Yeah.
You know?
This credential thing.
I didn't know that about Saleh.
I did not know.
I mean, that's definitely a threat.
Oh, it is. Oh, now, the coach doing that? I've never heard of anyone doing that before.
Now, revoking credentials for being unprofessional is totally fair.
Yes.
And above board. Because you have a negative opinion is not fair. Especially, I mean, your negative opinion can make it unprofessional, depending on the way that you're phrasing questions.
Sure.
But, I mean, I this had to have been brewing, because, like, maybe this was the straw that broke the camel's back. But asking Cam Ward, like, hey, your performance was no good, why was it no good or whatever, that's fair.
I asked him the same question the way his buddy did. Of how do you assess Cam Ward's performance? That's how the question was phrased to Cam Ward.
And he answered it the same way.
And he answered it bad. Very bad.
That's so weird. Yeah, they've had a weird offseason.
Yeah.
A weird offseason.
It kind of makes me, whenever I hear that Cam Ward's playing poorly, it makes me think back to that moment in the latest season of quarterbacks where they're playing the Broncos and he's like, hey, let me pass it. I won't take a sack. And what does he do?
Takes a sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
I added the Titans to my list of teams who'll get a new quarterback next year during that interview. Yeah.
See, I watched that show, the documentary, and I was like, man, I'm in on Cam Ward. And then he's been dreadful.
Seems like everyone preseason. Thinks he's awful.
They cut the wrong quarterback.
Should have kept Levis.
All right. 713-78 today.
With the Jets, right?
Oh, yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Come on, B-Mac.
My
keep
bad.
Up to date with your Levis news.
Brian still gets his news from the USA Today. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Mailbag Monday on a Friday. What are your questions for Jeremy and Joe? It is Jeremy and Joe broadcasting live from Bernie's Ice House inside of East River 9 on ESPN 97.5.